Hey friend, welcome to Jesus and Coffee. So today we're going to talk about writing the vision and making it plain for two reasons. One, because that's been like an intricate part of my journey with Christ and to getting through some of the toughest seasons in my life. Also, because I have like seen it work, right? It's in the Bible, it's written, so we know that it has to be truth. But beyond that, I've seen that truth happen in my life, so I figured I would share it with you. So in Habakkuk 2, and I hope I'm saying that right, because child, the Bible chapter names and me just ain't always on one accord. But in Habakkuk 2, verse 2 reads, "And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables that he may run that readeth it. Verse 3 says, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry." And then I'm wrapping it up with verse 4. "Behold his soul, which is lifted up and not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith." And I'll tell you how I interpret that. I interpret that to say, write down what you want to see in this world. Write down what you want for yourself. Write down what you want for your family. Write specifically what you want to see manifest. And even though it may not be yet, it will be. In verse 3, it says, the vision is yet for an appointed time, meaning God already has a time for everything. We know that from Ecclesiastes 3, right? So the time may not be in the time that you're writing it, but in the end, it shall speak and not lie, that the just shall live by his faith. So God is instructing us to write what we want to see, to understand that in his time, it will be done, and to have faith along the way. And I just think that is such a profound word. And I don't even know that I read that word in its entirety when I started creating vision boards and when I started to write down notes on what I wanted to see in my life, right? But in August of 2022, I wrote on this piece of paper that I stuck to a wall in my studio, and it said I wanted to be in at least 5 markets in the country on the radio. I wanted a salary of at least $60,000. I know, child, I was aiming low, but if you knew how low I was when I wrote it, you'd clap for me right now. I wanted a job with PTO and benefits, a peaceful work environment. I wanted to be on the television through a specific TV station, and I wanted to make a difference, show people God, and be original. That was about 2 years ago. And I looked up at this morning before I started this episode and thought, wow, God has given me everything I've asked for. Now, not that each one of those things came the way that I expected them to when I wrote it, right? When I wrote, I wanted to be in at least 5 markets on the radio, I actually wanted that to be me having a position as a syndicated radio host where my voice would be heard in at least 5 markets every day, right? And that is not what God gave me. What God gave me was an opportunity to co-host The Breakfast Club. And through that opportunity, my voice was heard nationwide on hundreds of stations. So check that box off. The at least $60,000 salary that I wanted from one place didn't necessarily come from that one place, child. had to do a little work in a couple areas to make it happen, but it happened, right? The PTO and benefits happened. Check that off. The peaceful work environment, yes, because I am at peace. So everything around me got to leave me alone. Amen. But it's definitely a better work environment than previous ones. Television through the specific television station. Now, I will say that did not occur for me, but the opportunity did. I was offered the opportunity to be on that TV network the same weekend of my daughter's graduation party, and I had to decide which was more important. So I said no to the opportunity and, you know, move forward with my daughter's celebration. And I think that every day I make a difference, I show people God, and I am original. So I wanted to share that with you, which I haven't shared that with anyone in its entirety that's outside of my house. But I thought it was important to share today, because when I wrote that, I was at such a different place than I am now. And although I am not like, you know, a multimillionaire, although I'm not on the cover of Forbes magazine, although I have not done everything that I wanted to do, and there are still things on my bucket list to be checked off, everything I wrote on that list has proven to come to fruition in my life. And I think that there is something to be said, not just about writing it down, but about writing it down and looking at it every day. I literally look at this list Monday through Friday, at least Monday through Friday, once a day. So the more that I looked at it, the more that I knew I had to keep pushing, because it's work plus faith, right? It's not just working hard. It's also believing and knowing that what you're after is going to happen. It's not just believing and knowing or having faith. It's also doing the work to accompany that faith and that knowing, right? So I think that when you're writing these things down, when you're believing that they're going to happen, when you're working hard to make them happen, and when you are knowing that God is going to accompany you along the way until they exist, there's power in all of that. So I wanted to encourage you today. May today be the day you write your list. May you put that list somewhere where you have to see it every day, whether it's the refrigerator or on the headboard of your bed, whether it's on the mirror in your bathroom or in your car stuck to your radio. Baby, put it somewhere where you got to see it every day, where you can pray over it every day, where you can work towards it every day, and where maybe a year, maybe 2 years, I don't know how long from now, you can look back and say, wow, I did it. The list is complete, and now it's time to make a new one. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just come to you today grateful, Lord, always in a spirit of gratitude, even when I am not in the seasons that I want to be in, even when things have not worked out the way that I thought they would. Lord, I just want to say I thank you. I thank you for it all, because I know that each part of it is so perfectly written by you. And if you created it, then it has to be good. So I'm trusting the process now. I'm trusting where you're taking me. And I'm trusting that I have what it takes to fulfill those spaces and to sustain them, not just to achieve, but to do good while I'm there, Lord. Lord, I pray for my friends that are listening today, Lord. I pray for the friend that is about to embark on a new business and they're uncertain. Lord, I pray that you would not only give them the vision, Lord, but that you would send the people that could help them to make it happen. Lord, that you would have them walk into this new space confidently. Lord, that you would allow them to trust the people that you send them. Lord, that you would show them who's good for them and who is not. Lord, that you would close some doors that are meant to be closed and open some doors that are meant to be open. Lord, I pray for those that are walking away from what they thought were lifelong careers because they know that you are nudging them towards something new. Lord, I pray that they would see how capable they are in this space, Lord, that you would show them how you see them, Lord, so that they may begin to look at themselves in a whole new light. Lord, I pray for those that don't know which direction they're to go right now, Lord, but they know that something new is on the horizon. Lord, I ask that they would just take time for you today. Lord, that they would sit in a stillness moment. Lord, that they would put themselves in a space where there is no interruption, where there is no noise, where there is just quiet and there is just time with you. That they would use that opportunity to get clarity on where you have them to go. That they would begin to jot down words that come to mind. That they would begin to scribble nothings on paper until those nothings become something, Lord. Lord, that you would show them what you have next for them and that you would assure them that it is to be in such a way that there would be no confusion. Lord, I know that the plan you have for us is perfect, Lord. Allow us to have the faith that we also know that whatever you're doing is good, that it is intentional, and that we are capable of carrying it out. In your son Jesus' name, amen. All right, friend, invite another friend. Let's do this together. I'll catch you next time. Later.